סייעתא דשמיא. I'm obligated to poisim bechvoid achsanio. Yeah, besides the fact, toir away. Muiridik, but there's a special hakoras a toiv to the Rav Aaron Kramer with the Leeds koil. He brought me over for the Yom HaShas, and it's for gevaldiga hakoras a toiv that beschusa we can be here together today again and be mechazik ourselves together besiyata dishmaya. So I would like to get across the message, to get a bit, a more of a deeper insight what Purim is all about. It's not just the day we become all monkeys. There's something deeper to it. And hopefully, Be'ezer Hashem, to get ourselves a bit higher and appreciate the gewaldige tog of the Yom HaKodesh Purim. First, we say that Sishteitach in Chazal, Mishenichnas, Other Marvin Besimcha, but Chazal says, Mishenik a shame, Shemishenichnas Av, Mematin Besimcha, Kach Mishenichnas Ador Marvin Besimcha. And the question is asked, what's the Shaykhis, what's the connection? Kashem Shemishenichnas Av. Sir, a great, great Gewaldig in the hell. On Chodesh Av, we're mourning and crying what we lost, how we lost the Avodas Hashem, the Kirvas Hashem, what we don't have. But on the other hand, just like we cry all about what we don't have, comes Adar, we dance and sing what we do have, that even though we're still in Golis, although we have the ability to be close to Hashem, yes, here also in this, in our generation, Yadar Yid can be Zoicha, to get closer to Hashem, and that's what the specialty of Purim is, to feel Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, and hopefully Be'ezer Hashem we'll get across the message to be mechazik ourselves together. It says in the pasuk, "Varir Shushan Tzohalo v'Sameicha," and right afterwards it says, "La Yehudim Oisa Oira v'Simcha v'Sasa in Bikar." So what's the twice Simcha? Varir Shushan Tzohalo v'Sameicha, and again, "La Yehudim Oisa Oira v'Simcha." So I heard once a gevaldik at the hair. Varir Shushan, the simple people, Tzohalo v'Sameicha, Tzohalo v'Chazal say Tzohalo Sasus. Right, like horses and donkeys also, there's a psa tzahala. But the Yehudim, the higher people, the ones who are in a level above, Oysa'ira Zutoyro, Simcha Zuyomtev, everyone had his Purim. Tell me how your Purim is, I'll tell you who you are. So let's take advantage and make of it taka. This Purim, Tov Shinai Tes, make the best of it. Like it says in Chazal, Vayehi Loshoin Tsar. V'hoyo lo shoyin simcha. So I heard once a great deep insight. Yehi is lo shoyin osid, future. Yehi yachoydesh hazeh. Vayehi is above a hipuch. It takes the yehi and makes it for past. Vayehi b'me'ach ha-shveirosh. V'hoyo is just the opposite. Pam rochod hoyo, that's the past. V'hoyo im shomoya tishmu, it becomes the future. Pshat is hazeh. When you take the future, you take your ability to be zoicha to netzach, and you waste it for oilam oiver. You take the yehi, the future, and you make it for vayehi. Oish, what a tsar. But if you take the hoyo, the past, you take this oilam oiver, and you make it out of it, the hoyo, you make it out of it netzach, the hoyo, the future, oh, das is loshen simcha. So let's take a try to make from this Purim Netzach Netzachim, we should be Zoicha. From this Purim, get a bit closer to the Rabbi Yishol Olam. Ulevai, ulevai, b'siyata d'shmayo. Chazal say in the Gemara in Shabbos that Hodor kibluo b'mei achashveiroish me'avo. Am Yisrael wa mekabel Torah on Purim me'avo. In Maimon Har Sinai, kibluo sa Torah me'iro, from the pachad of Hashem. And on Purim wa mekabel the Torah me'avo. What's the pshat? Rashi on the spot says, Me'av asanes, from the gewaldig miracles that we were zoicha on Purim. So that's why Am Yisrael mekabel Torah me'avo. And the question is asked, Was tutzach do? In Yitzchias Mitzrayim, there wasn't enough nisim. Dam Tzfardei Kinim is not enough. And Maimon Har Sinai, Kriyas Yamsuf is not enough. What's so special about the nisim that there was B'Me'ach HaShverish and Mordechai V'Esther, that because of that, Kiblus HaTorah Me'av. So, Be'etzem, this question is asked in the Goyen fraction, and the Goyen says it's on the Pirush of the Goyen, what Nocha is suffer. The Gemara says in Maseches Bobe Basri Daf Yud, Shoal Tunus Rufus Oroshes Rabbi Akiva. Tunus Rufus Orosha met Rabbi Akiva, and he asked him, Imeloikechem Oni. If the Rebbeinu Shalom loves the poor people, why doesn't he give him parnoso? Right? There's so many psukim about the kiras Hashem that Hashem has loves the poor people. So why doesn't he give them parnoso? Rabbi Akiva answered him, this way, the schus to tzedakah we give, we're going to have the schus to be saved from Gehenna. So Turnus Rufus tells him, Adarabo. This is going to bring you to Gehenna. Why? A melech got angry on his slave, on his eved, and he put him into jail. Came along a wise guy, and he gave him to eat, and he gave him to drink. What does the melech say? Hey, I put him into jail, you think you're smarter than me? You're also going to go into jail. Ve'atem kruim avodim, shenemar ki li bnei Yisroel avodim. Pshat is, who made him poor? Hashem. So why are you b'chuchem, and you're trying to give him food? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he'll give him yours, he'll give him by himself. Why are you trying to be smarter than Hashem? Zoktim Rabbi Akiva, you have a mistake. Moshol levoad odoyme, lemelech shekoas al benoy. And he put him into jail. And his son was being a bit naughty, and he decided, "Bedafim, you got to teach him the lesson." And he put him into jail. Came along a guy and gave him to eat and to drink. What does the melech do? Ah, you had mercy on my son. Very nice of you. You're gonna get presents for that. V'anachnu kruim bonim shenemar, bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. So since we are considered as sons of Hashem, so when you have mercy on the poor, you give them to eat, you're having mercy on Hashem's children. And that's why it's going to be the schus to save us out of Gehenna. So let's try to go in a bit deeper. What does it say over here in the Gemara? It's moiridi. Pshat is, in the palace, you can't see the big difference
between the slave
and the prince. Everybody's going with big day malchus.
Everybody's going with his royal clothing. Everybody looks so royal.
Malchus did, Moira did. I was 2 weeks ago in London, and for the first time we saw the changing of the guards.
Alle dort mit Größe, Spottikis, mit Fragten, Sittitze, Chuppet,
everything, everybody is so royal. Moira did, right? So in the palace, you don't see the big difference between who is a prince, who is a slave. Where do you see the big difference when the king throws them out of the palace? He puts them in the jail. Over there you can see the big nafkamina. Who is an Eved?
Who is a Ben?
An Eved? Boy. Achumvei, if you dare have mercy on him. But the Ben, how much more mercy?
The more presents you're going to get.
And now we'll understand. Avada, there was gewaldige nisim. There was great nisim in the times of Maimon Har Sinai. Of course. Oho. Gewaldige moiridike nisim. But all these nisim that Klal Yisrael saw, Kriyas Yamsuf, Dam Tzfardeya, Maimon Har Sinai, Vayechrad Kol HaOmah Shebamachane, they got so much fear. Wow! The great, the Rebbeinu Shalom is so almighty. He's so great. HaMelech, HaKol HaLakim HaNeiro. For the first time, Am Yisrael is being thrown away from the table of the king. We're going out for Golos. The first time was in Churban Bais Rishon, in Golos Bavel. And at the end of Golos Bavel, in the times of Achashverosh, with the Gzeres of Lahashmid de Lahavi, and then the Rebbeinu Shalom poured so much rachmim over there, even though he threw it away, we're not on his table, we're not in Eretz Yisrael, and still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having so much rachmim, v'nahafichu, asher yishlatu ha-Yehudim.
For the first time, Am Yisrael realizes and understands the deep kesher from us to the Rebbeinu Shalom. We're not just avodim, we're banim. Atem l'Hashem Elokeichem.
Mama zeh guten taten. Lama zeh azel chagutei kinder. We have such a good father. Let's be such good children. Kidlu es ha-toiro me'ahavo. And that is one of the deep points that we're zeichan this gewaldige day of Purim. To appreciate
and understand the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Tata Rebbeinu Shalom, yes, he's our father. He loves us. Mamish, every mit avas nefesh nitshaych. And with that, we can have a deeper insight what Matanis Lev Yainim is all about on Purim. Because when you give the tzedakah for that poor man, you shout out loud, Banim Atem Lashem Leikechem. Because if we would be Avodim, how are you allowed to give tzedakah? Moshe Lemelech Shekar Sal Avdoi. The fact that we give tzedakah, with that we shout out loud the great message that we were Zeichan Purim. Banim Atem Lashem Leikechem. Oy, Marom Azah Guten Taten. Let's be good children. Gewalt. Oy, Levi, Agav. B'maymer, a musgai just said last week a great word, a deeper insight, a meidik of word about what says giving, tzedakah, gevul. Im ein ani li mili uchshali la'atzmi ma'ani. A grandfather takes his grandchild to the zoo. Okay, so they go over by the elephant. Saba, zaydi, maze. What, mize, who is this? No, you don't say who is this. You say, what is it? Maze, this is an elephant. Okay, they go on by the giraffe. Zaydi, who is this? I told him, zelo mize. He said, maze, this is, what is it? It's not, who is it? Okay, so saba, maze, what is that? Oh, it's a giraffe, okay. After they finish the whole thing in the zoo, they come back home and they go to Dam Marv in the Shul. And in the Mizrach, there's the Rav with his long white beard sitting there. Saba, Zaydi, Maze, what is that? No, he would say, Mize, who is that? Oh, Mize, Maze, you got all mixed up. So the Zaydi explained them. Listen to this. When you speak about something, a Hefetz, right? So you say, Maze, what is this? And also an animal, which is also thinks all about itself. She doesn't have anyone in mind. It's like a chayfetz. What is it? But Adam, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, loy la'atzmoy nifro. Shezeh kol Adam. Loy la'atzmoy nifro. Rak loy la'achirim. A human being, an Adam, has the ability to think about another. An Adam, you say, mize, who is this? Now that's the pshat. Imein anili. If I don't live just for myself, and I can think about the other, so it's me, li, then I'm a me who's there. But if kshani lahasmi, I only think about myself, ma ani, I'm a what? Who is, what is that? Not as like an animal. Ah, ulevai, we should be zoyche taka. This gewaldige Purim. Yeah, zach oizgisen, yeah, think about others. Give for others and scream out loud. Bonim atem, Lashem lekechem. Maybe in the past we mentioned it, but it's mamish. I met going back a few years ago. I met a choshviyid by the name of Rabbi Ben David. He was from those who founded the seminar Orachaim. Going back over 50 years ago, he told me he was once in New York waiting in the immigration center, waiting for his turn to come up. And all of a sudden, he sees a goy staring at him for a few minutes. It's becoming very annoying. Like, what does he want for my life? And all of a sudden, he calls himself up. Excuse me, are you Jewish? Yeah. Why are you Jewish? What do you want for my life? He says, listen, I live in Mexico. In my town, no Jews. Never ever saw a Jew in my life. For the first time, I'm watching a Jew. But you have no idea. I'm so excited because I read a lot about you. And I saw that you're considered as a son of Hashem. And I was waiting so much to meet one of you guys and understand, what is your mission here on this world as a son of Hashem? Tell me, what do you think about, I'm sure not like me, all these nonsense come up to your head, huh? I'm sure as a son of Hashem, you have these higher thoughts, huh? Rav Ben David told me he was shocked. He's right. We're not just an animal and two, stop a human being here on this world. We're something else. Bani Matem. Yes, we are sons of Hashem. Appreciate. Let's lift ourselves up. And that is one of the deep points of the Gevaldige Yom HaKadosh of Purim, like the state of Zohar HaKadosh. Yom Kippur
is like Purim. Says Purim is like the Spitz.
Ah, ulevai, ulevai. We should all lift ourselves up in this Gevaldige holy day of Yom HaKadosh, Yom HaPurim. Ah. Let's try to live it, put a bit of color to it. On my way here this morning, so we went throughout the soil, Paris, and from Paris I came to here to Manchester, arrived this morning. I have a mishigas on the plane. I love sitting next to the window. So this time I didn't manage next to the window, but I got up pretty close to it. And chama mishigas, I like to see what my eye can catch from such a high sight. You see oceans, endless oceans, lands. Oh, ay, gebaldi. Endless. Altus, whoa, what a big bria. And I also have a mishigas to see what my eye can catch from such a high sight. Lamarshal, I saw big ships from such a high. It's like, well, a small matchbox going underwater, going over lands, countries. Well, this time it wasn't so clear on the way here, but there's times which, yeah, you can see roads, mamish, or motorways, big motorways. And then I even saw something moving one or two times, a truck or a bus. But loads of times I was trying to look for a human being like me going on the street. No chance. 10 kilometers, 11 kilometers, man is gone. And I'm thinking over there in the plane, and I'm thinking to myself, we go around this world with all these... Mikamoini, Melech Oilam, bim bom bom, a shis, a knack, bum bum bum. We missed it out, where were you? Man's got, look for, the man ain't there. Zicham, gornished. If somebody gets me mad, Bchwal, calm down, everything is done. All right, where are you, Bchwal? This is 10 kilometers. Who's speaking how far it is from here to the sun? I was told from here to the sun, 8.5 minutes of light. That means you look up to the sun, here's the sun. What's happened? In that point of view, it was there already 8.5 minutes ago. Until the sunlight came to us, it took time. How much? 8.5 minutes. How much is in kilometers? Almost 150 million kilometers from here to the sun. And it's nothing comparing how far it is from here to the stars. I was told the nearest star is a year of light. There's 2 and 3 and 4 years of light. But the nearest one is a year of light. Yeah, you look up at night, hey, here's a star. What you're looking on is an antique from last year. Till the light came to us, it takes time, a year's time. Wait 1 second. If 8.5 minutes is how much? 150 million kilometers. Let's double it by an hour, a day, a week, a month, a year. Billions and billions of kilometers from here to the stars. And it's not just 50 or 100 stars like it looks like. The Shemayim is full of them. Billions of stars, galaxies, Milky Way, Stutzachopit, Neuro. What a huge world. And what am I in this? Piece of dust. And still HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every day, with a personal request to all of us. Ve'ohavto is Hashem Elohikecho. Hashem? You mean me? What? Like, you're interested that I make a personal connection with you? Yes! Haboicher bi'amoi, Yisrael bi'avo. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in the most personal connection with every one of us. Atovechartonu mikol ha'amim, ohavto yisonu ve'otzi sobonu. Yes, there's no other nation in the world who have the ability to be so close to Hashem Yisbarach. And only us have the ability to speak to Him whenever we want, 24/7. Ki migoy godoil, asher lo yalekim k'roivim eilov, k'ashem eloikeinu b'chol k'reinu eilov. Is there a nation like us which is so close to Hashem that whenever we want, we can recall to Hashem and He's with us? I feel so bad about myself. Sometimes we daven, you know how it looks like? Today, wherever you call out, hello? Hello? He came to the voicemail box of my number, telephone, leave your message, come back to you as soon as possible, right? And we leave over 18 messages in Shemayim. Hopefully it'll get coming, you know, in the voicemail box in Shemayim. Hoping that they'll come back as soon as possible. And we forget about, He's with us, He's on the other line. be, get close, feel connected to Hashem Yisbarach. And only us have the ability to learn the Torah, the Heilige Torah, every Blat Gemara, every word of the Gemara, just the Chochmah Lekis, that's the wisdom of Hashem. Kol Ma SheTalmid Vasi Kosid L'Chadish, Hakoy Litel Moishe MiSinai. When you learn Omer Abaye, Omer Rova, yes, you're learning the Chochmah, the Chochmah Lekis, and that is the most powerful way a Yid has the ability to be dovuk v'atem advekim b'shem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoyim. And that's why we see those who learn Torah, who have a shir kavua. You see them, they're Jewish, they're with it. And those who don't open up safer, achman aslan, you see, it's not just less, more of a mitzvah of Torah, less, the whole Yiddishkeit is nishpashit, boduku menuse. It's mamish clear like the day. Mama, you see it. Those who learn Torah have a kviyasitim la Torah, and befrat those who are zeicher to learn a whole day Torah, they're close to the dovuk bekeil chai. No chokhmas in that. Ulevai, let's live it. And that is the gevaldige yom hakodesh Purim coming up, to understand, to lift ourselves up and understand what Purim is all about. There's a great insight of the Mashgiach of Lakewood Zatzal. Why did we become shikha? Wow! Boy, this is mamish fire. He says, there's sometimes shaduchim, if the shadchan got sense in his mind, don't show up at the chasim. Why? We're talking about a shidduch that they were fighting away. It was going a felach. And Lashon Noris, it's a chugetim of Tishnav Bank. Finally, the shadchan sorted things out, and they got along. Now comes the chasana. They want to forget about everything. Want to start a new page. That's it. One mishpacha. Let's dance together. Who's making problems? The shadchan. Because he knows all the trouble that there was. And, you know, please stay at home. Don't remind us of anything. Fine. We want to start from loom like nothing happened. Kum tahim ha-kodesh, yim ha-purim. And he wants to become closer. He wants to get a bit closer to the Rebbein Shalom. Who's making problems? The das, the seichel. He knows all the avedas we've done. All the shtick, all the nonsense. What do we do? So you give him to drink. Do us a favor. Get out of the way. Oy tatiyal. Osh banim atem. Lashem alekechem. Yes, it's something similar. Says the Rosh Yeshiva from Rabbi Yitzchak Kutner. He says, he asks the Shaila, how do you bechlal? How do you allow to become shinko? The Navi Shreituch, the Navi says, atem eidai neum Hashem. Ayin. Is an aid. He's here in this world to witness that there's a Boreh Olam. With all his behavior, he shows, he shouts out with all his metzias. So that Boreh Olam, Boreh Manik, Boreh Matatan. So how are you allowed to become shikar? Shikar, posleitis. How do you become shikar? So there's one aidus which a shikar can also do that. What is that? Bo horug. Raglov. If you kill a guy, if they claim that this Reuven killed Shimon, but instead Shimon shows up to Bezdin, living, he can be shaken, no difference. But if he's alive, that itself is the biggest witness that Reuven did not kill Shimon. He's here in Bezdin. Dosidos. Sokta. Yes, on Purim, we come along, but we kill out the das. We give him to drink, but Bohoruk Baraglov, after the das is gone, and the deep insight of the Yiddish and the Shema comes out with the whole glory, with the whole gewaldig, the Shenkeit, right? This Eidus. Oh, das ken ha-shikir echdom, gewald. Ulevai, we should appreciate this gewaldige heilige tog of Yom HaPurim. Understand, yes, we are something higher. Not like low people. I feel so bad sometimes before youngsters. For some reason, Purim, now we're going to be like these shugoyim in the streets from the pubs and make themselves like, fuck, is doch pung verkehrt. This is a day which is, we have this chose to become higher, closer to Hashem. Yes, not to let the ritzonis, our wills and our all these nonsense come out. Fakir. We are Yidden. We have the ability to come above ourselves, not to go low, get higher, get closer. I must tell you, I was in a settlement, in a farm settlement in Eretz Yisrael a few years ago with the whole family. It's called Yesodot. It's a farm, it's a formative settlement. Very nice place. We've enjoyed it very much. Friday, we went to visit the cows. It was amazing. It was gavaldic. We enjoyed every minute. And the whole milk system, everything is automatically. There's robots, it's amazing. We saw that there's an electric eye which sees where the tins are, and electric brushes go up and clean them up, and then the pump gets up and amazing. It was gavaldic. As we're watching and staring, we saw a cow there. I'm not exaggerating. On his ear, approximately about 150 to 200 flies. It just don't care. I was mama's jealous. Because you know, in the summer comes a fly, it makes you a sugar for an hour's time, and just you don't know what to do with it. It just smuggles you out. Hey, oh, where's the guy? And making me sugar. 150 of them. This is it, stamachai. Efshataka, maybe a paro, a cow. But then it hit me, it struck me, such a machshava. I saw that this cow, this paro, has no ability to say to herself, no. She wants to eat, she eats, drinks, she drinks, to kick her friend, she kicks him. It's the right thing to do, it's not the right thing to do. Ah, paro! But I myself, I'm a tzelem elikim, I'm a son of Hashem, and I have the ability, b'siyata d'shmaya, to say to myself, no. I have on my tongue a good joke on my friend. It's mamish, befrat prim, like we feel easily, you know, to joke around. Always says mamish, it's like, it's mamish, it's tzedazach. It's kemat maltashchis, huh? To hold ourselves back. Wow, I made it. Hashem, toda, anilo, para. Yeah, thanks you, Hashem. I'm not a para. I can say to myself, no. Or this is a festalush and horror. Mamish, it's like, with pepper, says mamish. I came out and I hold myself back. Wow, made it. Kavaldi, Hashem, toda, anilo, para. I can say to myself, no, appreciate it. The Givaldi, I'll try to explain it. You know, your son comes home and you send him off. Do me a favor, take the rubbish down to the garbage. Sure, pleasure. Next day, Moshele, can you take down the rubbish? What, me again? Okay, no, where is it? Third day comes up. Maishi, can you take the rubbish down? I don't understand. I became the janitor of town. What was going on? I haven't been a cleaning man. Okay, second story. Maishi, come to Rhein. Maishi, can you take down the garbage? Of course, pleasure. Comes back, and mommy makes sure to have on the table chocolate chip cookies, cold cup of cocoa. Ma, what's this? This is for you. Huh? Something to thank you. Ma, wow, it's nice of you. Gavaldi, next day, Moshele, the rubbish? Sure, pleasure, no problem. Comes back, and there's a cold cup of juice. Ma, what's this for you, huh? Something to appreciate, huh? Ma, no one like you. Oi, Gavaldi, next day comes in. Ma, gotta take all the rubbish down today. What's it gonna say, huh? Very simple, when you see that you're appreciated, and you like and you're enjoying it, so it's not hard anymore, it's not rubbish. Ultimate Seder. What do I mean to say? Sometimes we're Oymed Ben Yisrael, but with such a feeling, Oys is Asur, Oys, Asur, Asur. And again in Yisrael, Vaiter Asur. It's like a spring, Asur, Asur, Asur. How much could I catch it is, huh? But if every time we'll be Oymed Ben Yisrael, we'll appreciate it. Ah, I was Matzliach, I success, Hashem. Toda, anilo, para. I can say to myself, no, that will give us the koyach to stand again and again, ben Yisrael, to understand and appreciate. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. And the Kisvei Arizal says that on Purim, kol ha-poishet yad noisnim loy. Kol ha-poishet yad. So the Kisvei Arizal, it's not just a halacha that we behave to the poor people. Right? On Purim, we don't ask for any askama letters. Whoever knocks at your door, give him tzedakah. But it's more than that. It's an hoga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with Klal Yisrael on this Gevaldige Day Purim. Purim, Kol HaPoishet Yad Noisim Lo. It's a day which, if we'll take advantage the right way and daven to Hashem and take mamish from the ganze hearts on this Gevaldige Heilige Tog of Purim, Kol HaPoishet Yad Noisim Lo. What's the deep insight from it? Sogt Agoyla Tzadik Reb Shimshon Pinkas, Moyedik. Kid comes home, Ta, I want a bicycle. A bicycle? What happened? All my friends got a bicycle. Tati, I want a bicycle. My dear boy, I'm so sorry. Well, our pranasa, our situation is very not simple. Baruch Hashem, there's what to eat, but you gotta understand, I have nowhere to squeeze in a bicycle. Sorry. But Tati, everybody got a bicycle. I want a bicycle. My dear boy, take the ball, go down and play. Bye-bye.
He goes down
with his nose down, and he starts playing. And all of a sudden, the ball goes out in the street. And a poor kid doesn't know how to watch him over himself. And he runs out to the street to get his ball. And all of a sudden, the car coming up, which stops a second too late. Whoa, what a car accident. Got a real bang in his head. Ambulances, hospitals. And the father gets the message, your son is in sakonas nefashis. He comes running to the hospital. And the doctor goes out and tells him, situation is not simple at all. 50-50. What? My son? My son! He starts in Bekendeveld, he starts all these phone calls, all these askanim, all these people who don't understand the medicine. Bekitzer, and he's told there's a big, great professor which does great head surgery, but he takes a nice matbeya. It's a 20,000-pound operation. 20? 30. Right now is my son. Make sure he becomes well. He comes back to himself. And sure enough, professor comes, and they go into surgery for 7 hours. How much tilim? How many tears? How many tefillahs? And finally, doctor comes out. Baruch Hashem, surgery, success. 2 hours later, kid opens up his eyes, and next to his bed, a new bicycle. Huh? Yesterday you said you have no penny to your name. And now, 20,000 pounds, new bicycle. What's going on here? Very simple. When a father sees his child in a matzav of sakonas nefashis, it's a volcano of avarachmim that bursts out. Nothing will stop the father to do everything he could to save his son. Kaviyochel, this is what happened in this Gevaldige Heilige days of Purim, when Haman HaRasha gave out the Gzer LaHashmid LaHarig LaAbid, and Mordechai HaTzadik, in all those 22,000 Kindlach, are davening to Hashem, or they're crying out, and the HaKadosh Baruch asks the Malachi HaShareis, Mekoy LaTzoy Nazeh BeOznoi, what is this cry? What is it? What is going on? And it's your children. There's a Haman HaRasha wants to kill your children. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that his children, his banim, or children are in a matzav of sakonas nefashos, kiviyochol, endless of oceans and lakes of avim rachmim poured out in this gevaldige day of Purim. Koil HaShaloi, oy gevald. This is the gewaltige Avrachmim that segis chois. This gewaltige Eilige day of Purim. Let's take advantage, right? And by Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, by this father. Let's say for the next year, we make a suda seidah, and the kid sits there. He's the chosn of the simchel. Daddy, this year, what get by me? Huh? Overboard? Huh? Down? My dear boy, take a chocolate. Bye-bye. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is netzach, forever. And every year, for new, comes out the gewaldige avo v'rachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu t'klal Yisrael. Let's take advantage of these gewaltige heilige days of Purim. Yes, make the best of it. Understand how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and let's lift ourselves up, not to live low, not to live empty. Rabbi Yankov Galinsky would always ask, he doesn't understand, Yom Kippur, we all go to shul dressed like a malach with a kittel. We behave like a malach. Don't eat, don't drink. Wait till Yom Kippur, look for the malach, deep in his plate. So what is it, a costume? Yom Kippurim, huh? Well, everybody gets dressed up as malachim. So Rabbi Yankov Galinsky says over, in the Holocaust, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him by the fact that he was in Russia. He wasn't having so much honey there, but yeah, he was in a working camp, but instead he was not in a concentration camp. And Baruch Hashem, he survived. But he says that over there in the working camp, there was this great general that the Russians captured from the enemy. And since he was from the enemy side, so he was mamish suffering. He was getting cursed and beaten up. It was gefrelich. One night, Rabbi Yankov Galinsky says, I can fall asleep. And all of a sudden, I hear something moving. I look here, to the right, to the left. It's that great general. Get up. What's going on? I see him going to the corner. From there, taking out a package. From there, his uniform, when he was a great general. Gets dressed, goes to the window. And as you know, by night, the window is like a mirror. And they see him staring at himself and started to smile. But all of a sudden, one, two, and making a whole, you know, army parade. A few minutes go by, finishes the show, takes off his uniform, puts it back in his place, and goes to sleep. On the morning, Rabbi Yankov Galinsky couldn't hold it. Hey, tell me, Mr. Meshiga. He made himself like a tumim. What? No. What's that in the corner? Oh, he chapped that they caught him on. Bezuk the oven. Okay, I have no prayer, I'll tell you. You have to understand. You know what I was? When I was a big, great general, thousands of soldiers will dare try to be oibachuchim with me. And over here, I'm a shmata, gornished, I'm getting beaten up. There's times which, that's it, motor is gone. Vastutman, when I see no power anymore, I go to this corner, take out my uniform, get dressed, and go to the window, and remind myself of my old good days. And then I say to myself, silently, Ivan, you know who you are? This is what you are. You're not the one who's getting beaten up all day. This is what you are, the big, great general. That gives me back the comfort. I come back to myself. And from time to time, I recharge batteries, and that's how I survive here in this gefährliche Matzev. So, Rabbi Yankov Galinsky, now I understood every one of us who has a Jewish neshama, our neshama is mitachas kisei hakovod. Not always do we behave ourselves rightly, but once a year, Yom Kippur, a Yid Gei Tehai Nishul, behaves like a malach, gets dressed up as a malach, and says to himself, Rabbi, you know what you are? This is what you are, a malach, a kodesh, a toher. Yes, and that should give us the koach for whole year round. And befrat b'yom ha'purim, yom kippur kippurim, yom kippurim kippurim, like the Kisva Arizal say. Understand and appreciate what we were zoichem. Banim, atem, l'ashem elokeichem, ulevai, we should all be zoichem, v'atzloch.